This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in the series Essentials for Living. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shares the power you need to live on, the principles you need to live by, and the purpose you need to live for, so that you're truly living and not just existing. First, do you ever feel like you've lost your spark, your joy? In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an exciting new resource that will deepen your relationship with God and restore your joy. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Living by Grace.
Did you know the Bible says that they have a party in heaven every time one person accepts the grace of God? The angels rejoice in heaven. They have a party every time one person steps across the line. We have every reason to party. Why? In the first place, all our past sins have been forgiven. In the second place, we have a purpose for living right now. And in the third place, we have an eternal home in heaven. Those are the big three issues that are resolved. Once you've got those out of the way, everything else is minor by comparison. Now, if you haven't accepted the grace of God, you do not have a reason to party, because you got some serious issues to deal with. They're called the past, the present, and the future. And you feel guilty about the past, and you feel pressured about the present, and you worry about the future, and you wonder why you're not happy. But when these issues have been settled by the grace of God, Christians of all people ought to know how to party. And so we did, because it's God's gift to us, and it's received by faith. The A in grace stands for it is available to everyone. It is available to everyone. What does that mean? God doesn't play favorites. Regardless of your status, regardless of your background, regardless of the sins you have committed, God loves you unconditionally, and God has His grace that is available for you. Now listen, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, God loves you. He wants you to come home to Him. He wants to shower His grace on you. And He wants to throw a party for you when you return. Because it is available to everyone. Now, notice this next verse. The promise is not only for those people that live under the law of Moses. It is available for anyone who lives with faith, like Abraham. Now, what's this verse talking about? Who are the people who live under the law of Moses? Who are they? They're the Jews. The Jewish people, the nation of Israel, live under the law of Moses, the Old Testament. What is this verse saying? He's saying that God's grace is available not just to Jews who live under the law of Moses, but is available for everybody with faith. Now that's good news. It's not just for Jewish people. It's for all of us. All of us can come to God in the same way, through faith in the grace of God through His Son Christ. It's available to everybody. Notice the next verse. Oh, by the way, have you ever heard this phrase that the Jews are God's chosen people? Have you ever heard that? What does that mean? God's chosen. Does it mean they're more important than we are? No. Does it mean they're more special than we are? No. Does it mean they get into heaven in a different way than we do? No. We all come into heaven the exact same way, by grace through faith in His Son. What does it mean? God's chosen people, the Jews, were chosen to share the message of grace with the rest of us. That's what they were chosen to do. It was to them that was given the Old Testament and the Bible, and they were to share God's word with the rest of us, and obviously that happened. Now look at this next verse. Everyone who is good-looking and calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And it doesn't say that, does it? Everybody who shops at Nordstrom's. No, it doesn't say that. It says what? Everyone who calls the name of the Lord will be saved. Okay, now let me ask you. Does that mean ugly people? Yeah. Does it mean fat people and skinny people? Yes. Does that include tall and short? Yes. Does that include dumb people as well as smart people? Yes. Does that include rich and poor? Yes. Every ethnic background? Yes. It means everybody. Everybody, grace is available to you. That's good news. Now listen. Some of you are here for the very first time today. Congratulations. You picked a good week to come to church. Because this grace is as available to you, a first-timer, as it is to somebody who has gone to church every single day of their life. It makes no difference. It's just as available to you because it's not based on church attendance. It's based on God's grace. You can't understand what it means to have a relationship with God without understanding grace because it's the only way you can have one. Without it, you don't have any relationship with God. It is the heart of Christianity. It is the heart of following Christ and being a believer. And I'll say it again, no matter what you've done and no matter who you are, God's grace is available to you. C in grace stands for it comes through Christ. It comes through Christ. That's the only place grace is available. It comes through Jesus Christ, God's Son. In Acts 15, verse 12, in the Bible, it says this. We believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved. Now, why through Christ? Why does grace only come through Christ? Because he's the one who paid for it. Nobody else has volunteered to pay for your sins. Nobody else has volunteered to pay the price for all the good things that you get to have. Let me say it like this. Grace is free, but it is not cheap because somebody has to pay for it. And it costs Christ his life. That's how expensive your ticket to heaven was. That's how expensive paying the penalty for all the sins you've done and won't have to pay for. It costs God his own son. That's how much he loves you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you desire more of God? He desires more of you. Let me ask you this. How's your relationship with God right now? Maybe you're walking closely with him and you feel energized and alive. Or maybe you feel disconnected, like you're just going through the motions. Pastor Rick says if you want to stay connected and to even deepen your relationship with God, you need to be intentional. That's why every year, Pastor Rick personally goes through a spiritual renewal study. And now he's made that very same study available to you. It's called Going Deeper with God, a personal renewal retreat. In this very special resource, Pastor Rick will personally lead you on a spiritual journey that brings you closer to God. Together, you'll go through a series of audio lessons, and after each session, you'll take a little time to reflect and complete exercises in the companion workbook. Through this retreat, you'll experience a renewal of life within you. God will restore your joy as he renews, refreshes, invigorates, and revives your spiritual life. You'll never be the same again. We'll send you Going Deeper with God, a personal renewal retreat, as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift today to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus with a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know which station you heard us on. Thank you so much for your support.
Now let's get back to today's lesson here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
Now, there's a phrase for people in the Bible who have accepted God's grace, and it's called, it's a two-word phrase called being in Christ. Anybody who has accepted the forgiveness of God, who has accepted the grace of God, who has accepted the salvation of God, is called in the Bible in Christ. That phrase is used over 120 times in the Bible. Now, what does that mean? Well, let me give you an example. Let's say this registration card represents your life, and this Bible represents Jesus Christ. Now, as I go through life, I make a lot of mistakes, And my life gets torn up. I blow it. People hurt me, that rip me up. I have some relationships that rip me up. I have some habits that mess up my life and rip me up. I do all kinds of dumb, stupid things, and I make bad decisions. And pretty soon, my life is pretty tattered. It's in shambles. It's a mess. And there are areas of my life that there's no way I could put back together again. And the things happen to me and things that I do to others, and pretty soon, my life looks like this. It's just all crumpled up. And it's not a very pretty sight. Now, the Bible says that when I come to God and I say, God, I want to accept your grace in your Son, Jesus Christ, that God takes my messed up life that's been ripped up, and he takes it and he puts me in Christ. And the Bible says that I am hidden in Christ. Now, when I am in Christ, can you see the scars in my life? No. Can you see the problems I have? No. Can you see my imperfections? No. All you can see when I'm in Christ is Christ. And that's the way, when you accept the grace of God, that's the way God looks at you 24 hours a day. Now, you see the mess, the scars, the things that have ripped you up. You see all those things that you're ashamed of. But when you're in Christ and God looks at you with the eyes of his grace, all he sees is the perfection of Christ, not your imperfection. And that's why if you're a believer and have accepted the grace of God, God is never, never mad at you. Never? Never! But what about never? God is never mad at you if you accepted the grace of Christ. Why? Because you deserve to not be mad at? No, this is how your life looks. But when you are in Christ, all he sees is how Jesus Christ has already paid for all these things. Does that make sense? And that's why God doesn't punish Christians. Why? Because all the punishment for this was taken by Jesus on the cross 2,000 years ago. So when you do a blow it, you don't have to say, oh God, I know you're really ticked at me today. If you've accepted the grace of God. Instead, you should be saying, God, your grace forgives what I just did today, and I need your grace to change. So I won't do it again. It comes through Christ. Look at this verse. 2 Peter 1:3, Jesus has the power of God. His power has given us everything we need to live and to serve God. And we have these things, not because we deserve it, not because we earn it, not because we're good enough, not because we're worthy. He says, because we know him. There's only one way to get the grace of God. Get to know Jesus Christ. Invite him into your life. Grace is all that God is able to do on the basis of what Jesus did, on the basis of the cross. One way you could spell grace is G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. He paid the ticket. God's riches at Christ's expense. And he's paid it all. I don't know how to say it any clearer than this. There is nothing that you will ever do, that you could ever possibly do, that will make God love you more than he does right now. You can't make God love you more. He already does. And there is nothing you can ever do that will ever make God love you any less than he does right now. Why? Because his love is not based on your performance. It's based on his promise of grace. Not on your merit, but on his mercy. Not on your goodness, but on his grace. Now, if you ever grasp this, it will change your life. And you will not be running from God all the time, worried about what he thinks. Instead, you will run to him every time you fall. You don't run to somebody who wants to scold you. You run to somebody who wants to hug you and help you and change you. And if you ever get it, it'll change your life. What are you most ashamed of? What is that secret sin, that skeleton in the closet, those choices that you've made that you wish you'd never made and you hope nobody ever finds out about? They probably came to mind the moment I started talking about it. And you could feel yourself tensing up just a little bit, even thinking. Some of you are caught in a lifestyle that you can't get on with, but you can't get out of either. That is what the grace of God is for. And God wants to take the things that you are most ashamed of in your life, and he wants to forgive them and wipe them out and wash them away and give you a fresh start, because your past is not your present. And you don't have to be the same anymore. You can start over, a new life, a new look, a new love with the Lord. And it's all available, not by earning it or working for it. It's just a gift if you will accept it. The E in grace stands for it is extended throughout eternity. Extended throughout eternity. The Bible says this in the book of Romans: the wages of sin is death. Now, that's the bad news. The good news, though, is the rest of the verse. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Circle the word eternal. That is the result that will last forever. You might say that grace is the gift that keeps on giving. God saves the best for last. When you get to know Jesus Christ and his grace and love, it gets better and better and better and better and better and better and better. Because it is available and extended throughout eternity, and the best is yet to come. What's heaven going to be like? You're going to be reunited with loved ones who know the Lord. You're going to be rewarded for your faith. You're going to be reassigned a place, a position of work that you love to do. You're going to be released from pain, depression, despair, shame, guilt, and you're going to rejoice and party for eternity. What a deal! What a deal! But there's a catch. The catch is you have to accept it. Now, if you were to find a gift on your table when you got home today and you left it there for the next year unwrapped and unopened, that's pretty dumb. Because a gift is worthless unless you actually accept it. You must accept God's grace through his son Christ. Isaiah 30, verse 18. The Lord longs to be gracious to you. He's waiting for you to accept his gift. God enjoys being gracious. He is not mad at you. He is not sitting there ready to scold you. He's saying, come home. Come home. Some of you have held off because you're afraid of being rejected. Maybe you were rejected by your parents. Maybe you were rejected by a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and that hurt really bad. Or by a brother or sister, or by kids on the playground. Some of you have been rejected by a former husband or wife who walked out on you and said very hurtful things that you can still think of today. But there is one person who will never reject you, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he's saying, come home. And you've been secretly overwhelmed by that shame in your life. Well, you can get rid of it today. You can walk out of here with a clear conscience. God's grace is available to you right now and right here, and there is no reason to delay. This is the reason he brought you here. What are you waiting on? Pray this prayer in your mind right now. Say, dear God, I am so grateful that you love me. I realize that I now could never be perfect enough to earn a place in your perfect heaven. I realize that the only way I'll get in is by your grace. Forgive me for thinking that I could be good enough. Thank you that you give me what I need, not what I deserve. Jesus Christ, thank you for paying for my forgiveness and for my salvation on the cross. I don't understand it all, and I don't know all of how you did it, but I accept your free gift and your grace today. I want you to guide my life from this day forward. And I want to spend the rest of my life telling as many people as possible about the good news of your grace, that we can be forgiven from our past and we can have a purpose in the present and a home in heaven in the future. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In your name I pray, amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, how's your spiritual life right now? Do you feel weary and far apart from God? You're not alone. All of us go through times where we feel disconnected from God. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special resource called Going Deeper with God, a personal renewal retreat. In it, he'll personally lead you through a spiritual retreat that will help you grow closer to God and revive your sense of hope and joy. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Let me ask you a very personal and serious question. Would you truly like to have a deeper relationship with God? Not a superficial one, a deep one. Jeremiah 29:13, God says this, "You will seek me and find me when you seek for me with all your heart." When you seek God intentionally, it leads to a renewal of your relationship with Him. You're as close to God as you want to be. And if you want to be closer, it's up to you. That's why I created a Going Deeper with God personal renewal retreat. Yeah, Going Deeper with God personal renewal retreat. It's a retreat just meant for you, where you can get alone with God and you can connect with Him in an intimate way that's going to refresh and renew and revitalize your relationship with God. It's going to give you a deeper understanding of His love. And it will also prepare you to be used by God in the days ahead. Now, as I lead you through this Going Deeper with God retreat, my hope is that God will use it to completely revitalize and re-energize your spiritual life. Together, we'll go through a series of audio lessons, and after each session, you'll just take a little bit of time to complete the exercises in the companion workbook that I've prepared for you, and you can do this. You can do it at home, you can do it at school, you can do it in short sessions, or you can get away for a whole day and do it all in one sitting. My goal is to strengthen your relationship with God, deepen your commitment and surrender to Him, and affirm your commitment to live for His glory. You know, maybe you've never thought about this, but God's ready to go deeper with you. He's just waiting on you. Now, I want to help you get started by sending you a copy of Going Deeper with God today. And when you partner with Daily Hope to take the Word of God, these positive messages to people all around the world, my team is going to send you this very special spiritual growth tool just to say thanks. I hope you'll take advantage of this today.
Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or just call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.